You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
In about 30 minutes, we'll have your mind bender. It comes from the poll question this week. And we'll have that at 7:30. The Mix 100 salary side hustle. We'll be back at 8:30 this morning. Zach, who lives out in Aurora, is currently sitting on a couple hundred dollars in gains. And that could increase when we call out the next winning name at 8:30. If that person does not call back to claim their money, then Zach will get it. And he'll just keep pocketing more and more and more until we get another different winner. 8:30 this morning is when we call out the next name. Could be yours if you sign up at mix100.com. That is mix100.com. So there was a headline this morning. It said, Jeremy, is the sound of your family's chewing driving you insane? And this part of the story is about how people are not used to being cooped up with their families for this long. The whole isolation period has kind of made some people aware of tendencies or habits or just annoying little tics that their family members have. And they just want to pull their hair out. There was another story, completely different. The headline was, will you take time off work this summer for a vacation? And it showed that the majority of people said no, they will not be going on a vacation this year. So now when you put those two stories together, you got family driving you insane. You've got not going away on a vacation, maybe can't afford it right now, or you're afraid of going out into Corona land or whatever. Mm-hmm. Jeremy, I think we're going to see the tide turning back towards people who no longer want to work from home.
You're probably right with all that. I know just from personal experience, the other day, Nicole came walking into the living room, whatever, I was sitting there, and she goes, let out a big sigh, and she said, our work from home orders have been extended until the end of July.
Yeah.
And she goes, I never thought I would say this, because she said, I've always really wanted to work from home full time. She's like, I thought it would be easier. I thought it would be great. She goes, I want to go back. I want to go back to the office. She's like, I need out of the house. Now, I mean, this is accentuated by having the kids at home all the time. Right. And I think if you were working from home and still sending the kids off to school and you had your peace and quiet during the day, that yes, I think it would probably be fine. But like my sweet knickknack, I come home, I'm home by 11:30 every day. The kids are there all day. And she's like, I got to get out of here. Mm-hmm. I need some peace and quiet. I can't get anything done because somebody needs something all the time. And I'm sure a lot of parents can relate to this all around the city right now. It's just, man, everybody's just still at home and still very needy, especially moms. I think moms probably get the brunt of it, you know, where I'm like, go play outside. Go do something. Go, you know, go do something. Where there's mom. But yeah, she's ready to go back. She's done with it, Tom.
I guarantee you she's not alone.
Yeah.
And you know, you brought up the school issue. We don't know for sure what's going to be going on with schools. They still
don't
know what's going to be happening with schools in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people that are making noises that they don't want to send their kids back to school, at least not this fall. They might wait a bit longer. So you just don't, and this should not be misinterpreted as, well, they don't love their families. No, you love your family. You just don't want to be, you know, quarantined with them for the
rest
of your life.
But you don't, like, yeah, well, I mean, you don't love them like 24/7, like right now. Like, you get sick of them, you get annoyed with them, and you do need out.
I wonder if we could have anybody call us who is experiencing this and wants to raise their hand and say, yes, I loved the idea of working from home, and yes, I now want to go back. How many people are bold enough to admit that without worrying that, oh, people are going to think I don't love my children? Yeah, you love your kids, just in small doses.
Well,
probably.
It's that, Dom, and I think there's another aspect to it, too, just your general health and well-being, because I feel like we're all kind of letting ourselves go right now, too, because you don't have to keep up any sort of appearances when you're sitting at home in your PJs. Whereas when you're out in the public and amongst your peers, like, I think we take better care of ourselves, hopefully. You know, you maybe try to eat a little healthier, you're dressing better, you're not gaining as much weight, you know, because you're not around other, I mean, you're around people that are judging you, basically. Whereas you're at home and you're just kind of a frumpy dumpling right now, too. It's not good for your soul. You need human interaction.
Here's another thing to think about going back to the office. For the average person, say, who works in an office situation, is that not only will you appreciate going in, but your coworkers will also be in an appreciative state of mind. So I think for the first month or two that people are back, it's going to be a wonderful work situation. I bet the climate in offices is way improved.
Yeah.
Because people are getting back to what they considered a normal routine. Mm-hmm. People they haven't seen in a while. They're finally away from the house. And I think it'll just be a feel-good climate in most offices. I don't know how long that will last.
The gossiping will start approximately 4.5 weeks later.
I know you might have that one supervisor that you hope doesn't come
back. That one guy.
That guy. We were talking on the show about how many people were so excited to work from home. And now after a couple of months of it, they're like, get me the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've definitely got some Facebook
messages.
Oh my gosh,
they're pouring in. I'm cracking up.
Let me go first and then finish up. Maria said, it's funny you guys are talking about this because I said the same thing to my boyfriend last night. I love you, but I want to go back to work so I can see some new faces. Yours is getting tired. He knows I was mostly kidding about that last part. Mostly kidding about the last part. Thank you, Maria. Laurel has my favorite one. Hi, boys. Not only do I want to go back to work, I already booked a vacation for late July, and I'm going by myself. My husband will stay home with the kids while I go to upstate New York for a few days. So, yes, you boys are right. It's time to get away from family.
Mm-hmm.
She's not only looking forward to going into the office, Jer, she's going two time zones away.
I got to get on a plane and get the hell out of town. out of here.
Man, that's great.
This one is hilarious, and I can kind of relate to this. It's from Jenna. She says, boys, it's not my kids. It's my husband. He's annoying the hell out of me. First of all, he plays his annoying music all day. Crappy 80s music, the worst. Hey, I like 80s music. Here's the second part that's the best, though. She says, and second, he's all over me. He thinks since we're working from home all day, it's a 24/7 booty call. Honey, I have to work. Stay off me. I have a job to do. She says, I keep coming up with lists of things that need to be done around the house to keep him busy so he's not trying to get busy. You men need to dump ice down your pants. Have a great day, boys.
That's goodness.
From Jenna.
Wow. She says, I'm giving you a to-do list and pawing me is not on it.
And I'm not on it. Yeah. Wow. Jenna's horny husband.
Should we go out on that
Let's get out of here, man.